Joined now by Knoxville basketball player Caden Smith. Caden, congratulations. 84-50 win over Cardinal. This wasn't as easy as the first time around. What was different did you feel from the first time you played them?
You know, the first time we came out, first game, we started off strong in the first half, and then the second half we came out strong. In that game we didn't really come out that strong. They came on a run, and we just – held with them in the first half, and then the second quarter came around, and we kind of, like, fought back, and the second half came around, and we started to build a lead.
What kind of things did you guys do to, you know, turn that around in your favor?
Pearson got us locked up in the locker room at halftime, and that really set the mood, and we needed to come out and be better in the second half.
I know Landon is his turn for 24 points. I've talked to you guys – each one-on-one and as a group, it just seems like you guys don't care who it is. I mean, Landon's turn was tonight. It could be someone else's turn Friday night. It's usually a different guy just that has the night to each night.
Yeah, and Lando did really good tonight, and it really just depends on whose night it is, and they usually pop off.
You were around last year, struggled through that 5-win season. How much more fun is this? Winning is always fun, but how much more fun is this? Same guys, and you're almost reversing your fortunes in 1 year.
It's a lot of fun, you know. We're 8-1 now, or 7-1?
7-2.
7-2?
8-2.
8-2. Yeah, it's a lot of fun to get out and win.
Where did that come from? Was that kind of a lot of hard work during the summer months?
Yeah, we had a lot of summer camps that we went to and summer stuff that we did and got in the gym and really worked.
Now, you're 6'6", and, everybody says, okay, he's a post player, and you are for the most part, but you drained a three out there. Are you starting to get that three-point shot underway?
I got the green light, so we're good to go.
Does everybody have the green light now?
Most of them. Well, Jack's still skeptical.
Well, he's the only one that's 100%. So, and he's wearing that too, by the way. How fun is that to get the JV guys in? Drake Larson, we've been wanting to see him. Just got to get him in the scoring punch. And man, what a passing does that kid have?
Drake, he played great tonight when he got in, and really wasn't really selfish with the ball, and he kind of gave it up a little bit, but he got his points, so we're happy about that.
And that's another thing, too, the unselfishness of this team. I mean, Gabe Clark could have had a contested layup, but he flips it, I think, to Carson Cecil. Yeah. You know, how big is that to know that, someone has a good shot, but they can pass it out for an even better shot?
Yeah, that's what Pearson said in the locker room. He loves our unselfishness and how we just give up the ball and let the other people score, like the JV guys, and it really shows.
Thoughts on Clark? You handled them pretty well at Knoxville early in the season, and obviously they're going to want to, get a little revenge on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got Bo Otto and Cole White, their best players, and, we just got to go in there, and we got to go on runs and really dominate.
I know, 8-0 in the conference. It is not over by any means. You got Eddyville nipping at your tails, too, so – yeah, but, what's this like kind of being the hunted now from last year when you were kind of hunting down everybody?
Yeah, we got the tail on us. They're coming for us. So we really got to get on runs and really push the pace and score a lot.
All right. Congrats on the win, and we'll see you Friday.
Thank you.
That's Caden Smith, Knoxville boys basketball player.